The Washington Pavilion is hosting a presentation on an Indian insane asylum. The committee in charge will shed light on the little-known history of the institution. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Levi Gutz has more on the presentation.
The Hiawatha Insane Asylum was opened in 1900 in Canton. It remained open for 30 years as the U.S.'s only asylum for Native Americans. Much of the information about residents and conditions has been lost to time. However, the Hiawatha Action Committee hopes to educate people on the history of the asylum. Cara Dirksen is the Visual Arts Center Director at the Pavilion. She says with storytelling and artifacts from the asylum, she hopes audiences learn a lot.
I hope to come away with, first of all, just a base level of information. All I know is the broad picture of the existence of the asylum and that there were some rather questionable practices there and that life could be very unhappy there. And so it will be great to just get informed. But then the other part of it, I think, is also the better cultural understanding, of the history of the cultural interaction between natives and European settlers that make up this area.
The presentation is being held at the Washington Pavilion's Belbis Theater Saturday evening from 6 to 9 p.m. Admission is free to the public. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Levi Gutz.